Huh?
Hello, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray, along with Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Nikki. You're on the phone today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Nice on the phone. My goodness.
Someday I'll have my own setup.
Did you see the things that were written on the Morning Disaster Facebook page?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
When?
I guess this morning. I don't even know who wrote that stuff up there.
No.
I must have been hacked or something. Oh, is that... Yeah, I don't know.
What's up?
People wrote things on Facebook. Let me go over there and look, and I'll... I'll go over there and look, and you can.
Since I can't.
I'll read to you what's on there. And you could tell me, you know, and you could tell me what you think about it. I must have been hacked. The first one says, I don't care what you guys have heard. Al has never put anything up his butt. I think he's talking about Al from D-Town, right?
Yeah.
Here's another thing that's written on the... This is on the Morning Disaster Facebook site.
Okay.
I mean, these things are being written. These are terrible things.
As if you were writing them?
I don't know who wrote them. Yes, someone hacked. I don't know what it was. It's just written. I was hacked, I think. I think the Russians got me.
No.
There is no truth to the rumor that Fat 420 once made it with a shampoo bottle. I mean, I don't even know what that sounds. Horrible. I was hacked. Here's another one. It is not true that listener Corey regularly masturbates to koala pictures. Oh, my goodness.
I think somebody... regularly masturbates to my Nikki Disaster.
You think so?
Because I get a notification about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning that somebody views my page every night.
Somebody's going. You got sex pictures on there?
Somebody's weird.
You got any pictures on there of, you know?
I don't know.
There was somebody on. Who the? There was somebody on Facebook that I followed that had bikini pictures. Oh, hold on. Let me go over here. Here's another one. TJ and Rage do not have sex with each other, dot, 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 on Sundays.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts.
Where did all that come from?
I don't know. I'll tell you, I was hacked.
Yep.
Someone hacked me, and they put this on the Facebook page. Yeah, there was a girl on Facebook. I don't even remember her name. There's a girl on Facebook who I used to
masturbate to?
Yeah, I used to go to her page. And I'll tell you what, I would look at that page.
I'm like, who keeps dinging on my page at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know.
Every night.
Al says, tell Nikki it's me taking myself to Pound Town over her picture. Al says he's...
Oh, whatever.
Al says he's doing it, in case you're interested. Yeah, there was one girl who was really hot on Facebook.
I'm like, nobody needs to be doing that.
I'd go to her just every once in a while. You know, I'd go over there and look, and she had these bikini pictures. It's like, oh, my goodness.
I certainly don't have that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, she looked hot, though, this girl. Mm. I mean, I'm not lying. She was a hottie.
Oh, my.
I can't remember her name, though.
Well, that wasn't important.
I don't think I knew her. I really don't. I don't think I knew her other than, you know, I knew her from her photos, but I don't think I actually,
right?
I don't think I actually knew her. Knew her, you know. But she was hot. She had all these great freaking bikini photos and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, she'd pop up on my news feed, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then she disappeared. I don't know if she blocked me or if she left or what's going on, but yeah, she was, I can't remember her name. If I knew her name, I'd go over there and, you know, I'd find her again. But I don't remember anybody's name. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. She might have gotten married, so I think she got a different last name or something. But, man, she was this girl was pretty good looking in her pictures, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you today?
I'm okay. You know, I got this, I don't know. I was supposed to do this testing, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I want to cancel it.
Yes, you are.
No, I want to cancel. I don't want to leave the house.
Why?
Because I'm planning on taking this week off, okay?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to do today's show, and then this is last year, I was on a vacation a couple of weeks ago last year.
Mm-hmm.
I took the whole week off, remember?
Yeah.
Or no, I took off 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, we worked straight through a year. I mean, we took off a little time around Christmas, but you know, I haven't had a vacation, so I was wanting to take a vacation.
So okay.
I just don't want to do anything.
It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to, you know.
You are going to go if I have to drag you there.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
No, you know, I don't think I want to go. It's such a pain in the ass.
It's
I don't know how long it's going to take.
It's less than an hour.
Yeah, I don't want to. Oh.
I made it through. You'll make it through.
I don't know.
It'll be fine.
I know, but it's such a pain in the ass, you know?
No, it's not. What's a pain in the ass about it?
Well, because I got to go to Memorial. I got to go in. I got to find the testing place. It's, God damn it.
They make you do it.
God damn it, they make you jump through. I didn't even know I was doing it today. They just called to tell me. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. I don't even
know.
Listen, I don't even know how to cancel.
Exactly.
This is how messed up it is.
Because they don't want you to. They're ready for you.
Well, because I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
You valet park. You walk into the little lady, and they will take you to where you need to go.
I'll tell you, it's such a pain. They got to park all the way in the fucking parking lot. You know what I mean? I got to walk on these bad knees. I got to walk all the way over there.
You don't listen. They will valet park you and then valet pick you up.
Oh, shit.
They do that till 11 o'clock at night.
Were they going to valet my car?
Yeah.
Where are they going to
do it for free for everybody?
Where are they going to put it?
They put it in the parking lot.
I don't know.
And then they go get it, bring it to you.
I guess I don't know. I'm going to try to figure this out. I didn't want to leave the house today. I really don't want to leave the house.
You need to.
I'm going
to
go, but you know, if I do go, I'm going to wear this my with my sweaty balls.
Then do it.
I'm going to go over there stinking. I really am.
Go ahead.
I've got to take these I got to do
it. They don't care.
I have to do an EKG. All right.
Mm-hmm. You'll be in a gown.
I got to get undressed now to go to this fucking thing?
Just from the top.
Oh, for God's sakes. Jesus, it make you jump through hoop. This is because I went to the heart doctor
because they're going to have one of those little sonogram things on your chest.
Yeah, yeah, I got to do all that shit. Okay, did I tell you why I have to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I went to go get cleared for my weight loss surgery.
Right.
And the heart doctor, they check my EKG and the heart doctor says, okay, there's nothing wrong. I'm like, okay. He goes, there's nothing wrong with your heart, so I can't clear you. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't? I go, you can't clear me? He goes, no, I can't clear it till I find something wrong.
Right.
And I'm like, I was confused, and I am confused by this. And I go, wait a minute, why? I go, you can't clear me because I'm fine. He goes, yes. Because I want to find out what's wrong with you before I put you on the... We don't want to find out when you're on the surgeon's table.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute. So they're going to put me in some type of heart distress?
No, it's just like if you're in heavy exercise.
Oh, my God.
Not heart distress.
I don't get it. They're going to try to put, but they're basically going to.
I think it's 155.
I just don't know what I'm doing, Nikki. I really don't. I really don't know what I'm doing.
I've been through it. It's not that bad. And then they keep you at it for like 5 minutes and then bring you down. And while you're at the 150 or 155, they do the little sonogram on your heart. They do one before and when you're at regular, and then they do one when you're at 155.
It sounds, the measurement. You know what? It sounds like such a pain in the ass to go through.
You don't have to do anything but lay there.
It's still a pain in the ass. I got to go there.
You can sleep through it.
Oh, it's such bullshit.
Oh,
so now
God.
I gotta go do
You're
this.
You're whining too much.
Now I gotta go do this today. Fuckers.
It's no big deal. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so that's
There's a cardiologist there.
Well, yeah, that's the whole reason, I guess.
They're reading the readouts.
Whatever. I tell you. So I got to go get a test today.
You'll be fine.
So I'm going to get a test, and then I'll start my vacation after that, I guess.
Yes.
Well. All right, whatever.
And then you'll get released and move on to the next thing.
And I'll find out my heart will be fine.
And you can tell him I told you so.
God damn it. All right. Now I got to go get this stupid testing done.
Yes.
So stupid. That's what I'm doing today. Got to get this dumb testing.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm continuing my weight loss journey. I'm on a journey, Nikki.
That's awesome.
I think I'm continuing. I feel like I'm continuing it. You know?
Yeah.
You can't really tell if you're losing weight, you know, when you're my size.
Yeah.
I think I'm losing still.
I'm down 10.
Look at you.
Eating salad and fruits and vegetables and water and very little meat.
Yeah,
this train can go by anytime now.
Yeah, I feel better, but damn, you know.
No caffeine in 2 days.
I'm learning to, I'll tell you what. I'm learning to live without eating certain foods, so.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling okay.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well, Nikki.
Oh, well.
Let's see. What the hell can we talk about today? Oh, today, this is the week that MLB The Show comes out.
No.
Yes, that's my favorite video. My favorite video game. It's the only video game that I ever play.
Yeah.
And the new one comes out this year. And I am I'm getting it.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting it mailed to me from Amazon. So I'm very excited about it, yeah.
I'm excited about the Gamecocks.
I am excited about the Gamecocks. Nikki's pick.
I called it from day one.
Has made it all the way to the Final Four.
How about that?
You want to know what? I got one Final Four team this year. Just one. It's insane.
Then you made fun of me.
Yeah, no, you're right. When you talked about the Gamecocks, I said, they won't even win a game. They never win a game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Sure enough, all the way to the Final Four.
Beat Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yeah, if they beat Gonzaga, it'll be something else.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it was them in North Carolina?
I think it would be great. I really do think it would be great.
They won't win.
South Carolina's a great story. They really are a really good story.
Uh-huh.
I've enjoyed watching them this year. Yeah, so that's been fun. Yep. Been a lot of fun.
What is Sean's opposition against North Carolina?
You know what? Nikki, Nikki.
He keeps posting about it.
You know what? I don't even know. I don't know what the hell. Who knows with Sean? You know what I mean? You could never tell what the hell's going on in his head.
He refuses to watch it.
He's crazy.
North Carolina is playing. He has to make some derogatory statement, and he's not watching it.
Yeah, he's nuts. Really. He's crazy. The stuff he bitches about is insane, right? Am I the only one that thinks that? Like, on his Facebook, he'll start bitching about the dumbest shit. I read his Facebook, and I just say, and I get bewildered. I go, why does anyone, give a shit about this?
And what's this Colton Bowlent shit?
About the what?
Colton Bowlent.
Oh, I don't even know. He confuses. He just confuses the fuck out of me on Facebook. Doesn't he?
Hold on, the train's going by.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I don't know what he's, I never know what he's talking about. Yeah, now he's doing this Colton, but I don't know. Uh, I'm sure somebody named Colton did something that he's making fun of, I think. But I don't know. Unless you're up on every piece of news that Sean has seen, you have no idea what the hell he's talking about. Oh, it's good.
Sarah shut the windows.
Yeah.
You can still hear it.
I'm never more confused than when I look at that guy's Facebook page. I'm really not.
He made a whole bunch of cold, blunt ones.
Yeah. I don't know.
What is he doing?
I don't know who Colton Blint. I just don't know.
I know he was sitting there laughing, cracking himself up.
Oh, yeah. I could tell that. I could tell that's what's going on, is that he's enjoying himself, but I don't know if I don't know if anyone else is enjoying him. Oh, well. Yeah. And that annoys me. You know what? And I hate to say, that annoys me sometimes.
Yeah.
His Facebook annoys me. I'm like, ugh. Enough. Enough with whatever he's talking about. Drives me crazy. Let's see, what else is going on? Let's see, the Final Four
was
this weekend. How was my show last? Oh, yeah, it was good. On WMNY? It was good. You know, it's hard. I hope people understand this. It's very hard when I'm filling in on WMAY because everything I do, I'm trying not to. I try not to step on anyone's toes.
Right.
Because I'm essentially doing their show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm doing their show, I don't want to, you know what I mean? You don't want to stray too far from what they do.
Right.
But like when I fill in for Greg, I don't even know what the hell he does. I don't know what he does regularly. Well, you know what I mean? Because I don't listen to the show. I'm not up.
Yeah.
Jim, I have some idea of what he does. I know he talks about the news and, you know.
I think Greg does more of the conspiracy side of the news.
I don't even know. So I just try to, I basically just try to keep it light. And like when I was filling in last week.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like I was getting pressured to do something newsy, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought I would do something newsy. And I talked, what did I do? I had a, I don't know. I asked Jim Leach to describe what the hell the healthcare fight was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about all the I talked about Springfield having an arborist. I didn't even know we had a guy in charge of trees in this city.
Yeah, because they're pulling all the trees downtown. Yeah,
I didn't even know. I called Mark Mahoney and I said, "Do we have an arborist?" He's like, "Yeah." I was shocked. I thought of all things to waste money on. Why do we have a tree guy? And what the hell does the guy do? Because they're always putting in the wrong trees.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Can't have those trees because the bugs are coming.
Why are we paying an arborist if we don't even put the right frickin' trees in?
Isn't that why they're pulling the trees downtown, is because of the bugs?
No, but for a couple reasons. Number one, the bugs. But the other reason is they planted trees. I mean, who didn't know this? They planted trees and the roots of the trees are growing into shit, okay?
Oh.
They're growing into sewer. They're growing. They're causing bumps to be in the sidewalks and.
I thought they were ash trees or something.
It's the roots of the tree. Well, these are on these locust trees or whatever. So now they got to take them out with these. They got these big giant trees, and I'm like, well, who the hell? I mean, I don't listen. I don't know shit about trees. I know nothing about trees. I don't know a damn thing. Thank you. I don't know a damn thing, but but I am smart enough. Okay.
Yeah.
I am smart enough to know
that not to plant those kind of trees.
Well, you don't plant a tree like that because of the roots. And it might not show up in year one or year two, but the roots are going to happen as the tree gets older, especially when it gets above 10 years old.
They need to plant those trees that used to be out at White Oak Mall, those white oak trees.
You just plant those fucking little trees.
Yeah, like those white oak trees.
That's all you do. So they're trying to they plant these giant trees. What the hell did you think was going to happen? I mean, Jesus. Well, like people who have yards and stuff. You plant the tree, you know, somewhere down the yard. You know what I mean?
Away from the house.
Yeah, you don't plant a tree right next to the house because the roots will grow into the damn foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You move the tree down.
And away from gas lines.
Yeah, you put it.
Plumbing.
Yeah, you put it in the, like the middle of the yard or something.
Right.
And I don't know shit about growing trees. I have no clue about growing trees. But I'm smart enough to know that that's what you do, you know?
Right.
And yet the whoever the arborist was at the time, whoever the arborist was, that's why. Yeah. So anyway, we got a new arborist, and the arborist is, I don't know what he's doing. He's
fixing it.
Yeah. He's fixing, which basically I think means they're just taking the trees out.
But they say that something better is yet to come.
Yeah, they don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
That means that means they have no clue. You know what I mean? They have no clue what's coming. So they're trying to, you know.
So I have a question off the topic.
Yeah.
So this SGR Reader's Choice came out.
Yeah.
Who got Best Podcast?
I don't think that was one of them, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know.
They delete it like they did the year before.
You know, I don't even know.
I can't find where they have the list of winners. I just see people popping up with
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on. I didn't even know they were doing that already.
They had the award ceremony for a select few on Thursday.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. Nikki, I didn't even know they were taking submissions for it.
Yes, we filled it out.
No, we didn't.
It was back in February.
Yeah, no, I don't remember filling it out. I honestly don't.
I do. We did it on air.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We filled this out?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been so...
It was really, really long, remember?
It must have been so uneventful that I didn't even know. I know we filled out the Illinois Times... Last fall.
No, we did this one in February, and it was like so many categories.
Well, I thought the whole thing was the one we filled out. There was nothing that we could win, so we were like, "Oh, son of a bitch!" You know.
No, there was a podcast one.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I honestly don't remember.
And we were in it.
I don't know. I mean, we must not have won anything, or else they got rid of it.
Unless they got rid of it again.
Because we won. Yeah.
But I don't know if they published it this weekend or not.
I don't know.
Too bad we still don't have Marvin. We'd have him call.
Yeah, I know. Define, because I don't, I, you know what? I don't know. I honestly don't. I have no clue.
Yeah.
By the way,
I want to know what keeps happening to it.
P Double sent me a thing that said, Ray, I think Sean's talking about Colton Wong. That's
well, that clears everything up.
Well, who the fuck cares about? Who cares about? Who? No. He just makes no sense. He really, I mean, Sean Bolin, I love him. I love him, but he's so screwed up. He really is.
It's bizarre.
He really, really just, I don't know. And I don't know what, I just don't know. Just crazy. Must be talking about Colton Wong, who made a comment about the Cardinals, and that's why he's calling
us.
I don't know. The whole thing is, do you get any of that?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Guess I don't either.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we don't know what the hell he's talking about. Of course.
Yeah.
Good
it's
old
so
Sean.
Obscure.
Yeah, it is. It's everything is so... Nothing's mainstream, you know?
No.
It's all obscure. It's all things that only like two people know. and I'm just tiring of Facebook.
Oh.
I mean,
you take a Facebook vacation too.
People are out of control with the narcissism on Facebook.
You think?
Oh yes, yeah, absolutely. it's insane, right? I'm not the only one that feels this way.
People that get in fights over stupid shit.
Oh my God, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either personal stuff that no one
or political stuff.
Yeah. I try not to post the personal stuff. Although I did tell a nice story. Did you see my story?
About what
happened at the mold business this week?
Yes.
That was a nice story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I you know, I get to tell stories like that, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We had this woman who had, for those that didn't hear it, we had this woman who had mold, she had mold in her crawl space pretty bad, you know. And so she was getting it looked at, and she was freaking out because of the cost, and, you know, she didn't know what she was doing. Well, my brother and I looked at it. We gave her a pretty good deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot less than the other companies in town were going to charge her. So we gave her a good deal. And then where she works, her boss called in and, like, paid, you know, like paid half the bill.
Wow.
So she had to give, you know, so much up front.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave money up front, and then she went to, or, you know, then she went to pay like the final bill, and it was taken care of.
Yeah.
So I was the one that got to tell her, nope, you're done. You don't have to pay us anymore. She's like, but I want to pay the bill, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, your boss, I mean, this anonymous donor took care of it.
You That's know awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to
be good people in the world.
We got to be part of that, which I thought was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I told the story on Facebook, and so that was nice. Yeah. But at least people knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so good to be-
Unlike Sean Bolint, I wasn't trying to confuse everyone. Oh well.
Did you do anything exciting this weekend?
No, I Uber drove. I did the Uber driving all weekend.
I thought your car was broke.
No, it's broke. I was just miserable when driving it. Did I explain what happened to the car? What was going on with it?
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay, this is what I was told. You know, my car has a dual, and I called Shaner and stuff. He was telling me about it. My car has a dual, like, air conditioning system.
Okay.
And heat, you know, whatever. It's like it's got a right side and a left side, or passenger side and a driver's side. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can adjust. So, like, when the family's in the car, my wife is freaking made of heat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's got to have the air on. If it's 50 degrees outside, she's got to have the freaking air on.
Right.
While me, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like middle of summer, I'll have the windows down.
Right.
I'm fine. In the hot, you know, even when it's hot in the summer. Well, unless I'm trying not to get my hair messed up, you know, then I have a problem. But, you know. If I have my hair freshly cut and stuff, I don't care, you know. I drive with the windows down. So my car has this thing where I could turn the air on my wife's side, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And on my side, I could have nothing, or I could even have the heat on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes my car awesome, okay?
Right.
Well, for some reason, It's screwing up.
Hmm.
Like, I'll put the air on the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
And on my side, the heat's on.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then, and no matter what, the heat's always on my side of the car. It's always running.
Oof.
So I have to, like, cover up the, you know.
Vent.
I try to cover it up, and I can't. So if I'm Uber driving, and it's hot outside like it was Friday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
Well, then I try to put the air on for the other people in the car, and my heat comes on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm driving around this family. The mom's in the front seat. She's like, "Whoo, I'm hot. Oh, so hot. Can you put the air on?" I'm like, "Oh, shit." So I got to turn the air conditioner on for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means on my side, the heat is blowing.
Can you put duct tape or something over it?
No, I could, but I don't want to ruin my car. You know what I mean? It gets everywhere.
Mm.
So I try to close the vent. There's a way, you know, they do have a vent closers on there, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Hmm.
So I didn't know what it was, and then I found out it's a dual something fan. I don't know what it is. It's a door. And basically when the stuff comes to your, it's a door that either shuts or opens to let the different types of air come through the vent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what it is. And mine is stuck open on heat. That's what it is. So I call and I go, "What the hell is it?" They go, "Yeah, it's not much of a part, but the labor's a pain." I go, "What do you mean the labor's a pain?" They said, "Well, in some cases, you got to take the whole dash out." And I'm like, "What the whole dash?"
No.
Well, in my car, you don't. Mine, it's right above the gas pedal.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "Oh, well, this sounds easy enough. I'll try to look at it myself." Well, mistake. Yeah. Because I'm too I can't figure out anything. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I can't figure anything out. So, I got the parts only like $30.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "Well, let me go buy the part." And it's like, "Okay, well, what type of car do you have?" And I have a Chrysler 300, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Chrysler 300. I think it's a touring. I don't know what it is. I think it's a 300 touring car or something, you know. So I go there and I'm like, "Yeah, it's a Chrysler 300 touring." But then it's like, "What's your engine size? How many cylinders do you have?
Uh-huh.
How many this? How many that?" I'm like, "What the fuck? You know, what are all these questions?"
Right.
And I'm like, this can't be different parts. It is. Yeah, it is. So you got to figure out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what kind of car, what kind of engine, how many cylinders, how many this, how many that. And then to get the specific part, and I'm like, I don't even know. How can I order a part when I don't even know? Oh, it drives me crazy.
Well, you take your number in, and they can figure it out.
So what I did was I looked at the book. Okay, I got the booklet. And mm-hmm. The booklet's for all the Chrysler 300s.
Right. You take your VIN number in, and they can figure it out.
Oh, God. It's just annoying, Nikki. It's another annoyance.
Oh, my God.
My life is filled with annoyances, right? Which lets me know I need a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I need to just... My life is a freaking mess. And I just need to chill out.
Yes.
And then last night I had a dream.
Uh-oh.
And it seems so, my God, it was so real.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it did. It seemed so freaking real. I couldn't even explain it, how real it was. All right?
All right.
So I'm doing a radio show. All right? And I think it was a FM. It was like a morning disaster type show again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I was on. I'm on the radio, and I get these letters from a radio station in Toledo, Ohio, which I know nothing about Toledo, Ohio. I have no desire to work in Toledo, Ohio. And Washington, D.C. And it's offers to go work there. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Which seems normal. And I'm working here, and I'm in, you know, Springfield. And I'm working. And I have the choice of where I want to work, either Washington or Toledo. And so the whole thing was me trying to figure out which place I'm going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, makes no sense. It does make no sense because you go to Washington.
Right.
I mean, why in the hell wouldn't you go? Well, who the hell would go to Toledo rather than Washington?
Right.
I mean, if they're going to leave, right?
Right.
Who? What kind of person would do this?
Yeah.
That's my dream. It's freaking, it's insane. So then I decide, I need to figure out which city is going to be better for Uber driving. Which makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, I swear to God, I'm such a mess. And then I was like in Washington looking for the schools, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then Toledo, it was, I'm telling you, it was the most bizarre freaking thing.
It sounds like it.
Well, here's the thing. I have never, ever even tried for a job in either of those two cities. Uh-huh. I've never even sent a tape. I've just never done anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a job I was up for that I took myself out of the running. Even though I don't think I was going to get it. I just, you know what I mean? There's a job that I stumbled into, all right? An opening. in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sent something for the hell of it, you know. A friend of mine said, hey, you really got to send this. So I sent something without thinking about it. And I had to go, oh my God, you got to go through, you got to jump through fucking hoops with this radio these days. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I like Springfield, because every other company, you got to get on their website. You got to fill all this stuff out. They ask you so many intrusive questions. What is your ethnicity? Who gives a shit what my ethnicity is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm on the right. Nobody even sees me. So I fill this stuff out, right? And I send this guy, and I put audio up there. And I did it because, you know, a friend of mine said, oh, no, you got to do it. You got to do it. Okay. So I do it. Well, then I get an email. And the email's like, hey, I need more audio before I make a decision. And I get the email and I'm thinking to myself, audio for what? Who the hell is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? And then I look up the email. I see what it is. And I go, oh, shit. All right. Yeah. And I'm like, how in the hell did that? You know. So I sent a little more audio. And then their guy sends me a very nice reply, you know. And he says, I'm going to schedule I want to schedule this tryout. I'm like, a tryout? What? I go, okay. You know, I'm just sort of whatever. And my tryout was coming up. But I decided not to do it, so.
How far away was it?
Oh, I don't want to get into all that. But yeah, and I had to, it would be a drive, you know.
Yeah.
And, which is part of the reason I'm not going to do the tryout.
Oh my goodness.
So I sent a letter saying I really appreciate, you know, I appreciate so much the interest, but I got to pull myself from consideration for this, you know. Of which I'm pretty sure pissed them off.
Oh no.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten a reply. Not that I expected a reply back, but you know, I didn't expect a reply back. But
yeah,
I am wondering if they're not, you know, somehow thinking, who the fuck does this guy think he is? Because I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't think that I was really in the running for it. Does that make sense? You know, like, and I pull myself.
It's like,
why would someone who simply got a tryout send us a letter saying, or send us, you know, this message saying he's not even interested anymore. Who the fuck does he think he is? That's how I think they reacted, you know. Which, by the way, with my luck, they probably did. You know, they're probably angry at me.
Well, that's not
I'm
good.
Sure. I'm sure it will. You know, I'm sure it will come back
I'm
to
just gotta make those hard decisions. Yeah,
I'm sure it will come back to bite me in the ass, you know, because everything does in life. And, so I, that's what I did. So I said I wasn't interested, right? So
mm-hmm.
I have this dream about these two cities I have zero interest in.
Right.
Or I've never had any kind of, you know, I've never had any kind of communication with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nuts. And the dream just messed me. I woke up today, freaked out. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the bathroom and I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to work. I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to go to. And I was like going, wait a minute, what the hell?
You know
what?
DC.
It was just a very weird dream.
Yeah.
And I've never even.
It's a weird dream.
And I've been to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to visit it in the dream, it looked nothing like what I remember Washington, D.C. looking like.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't even know.
Maybe it's something you ate.
I don't know. I'm wondering, I'm not sure there's a place for me on this earth anymore. I really don't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
You'll be fine.
I had this weird dream. And I don't, Toledo, what the hell? And nothing against Toledo. Toledo's a beautiful place. My buddy Kramer works there. And he says nothing but good things about Toledo.
Yeah.
You know, he loves it. And I'm sure it's a beautiful city. And I have driven through it before, like when I was going mm-hmm. to, when I worked in, where the hell did I, it was either when I was working in Youngstown or Syracuse.
Right.
That I would drive through Toledo, you know, to get there. So I remember driving yeah. through it. But I couldn't tell you anything about it. So I don't know why it was in the dream. So I just had this bizarre dream.
Blame it on Kramer.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to Keith. I just haven't talked to him in a long time. I haven't, you know, I've had no correspondence. I don't even know why. I don't know. So I'm apprehensive about something going on.
Probably about what you have to do in an hour.
Stupid heart bull crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my weekend.
Goodness.
So nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I didn't do anything. Mm. I cleaned my bathroom.
Good for you. Did you get down there and do some scrubbing?
Huh?
Did you do some scrubbing?
Yep. Mopping and I cleaned everything.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I got going on. I do need a change, though. I think it's time to start doing something new.
Yeah.
I want to do something, you know. I just want to do something different.
Like what?
I don't know. I just want to do something different. So I'm going to try something. I don't know. But I do want to take this week off, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll take the rest of this week off. And then we'll go from there. And then we'll go from there, Nikki.
Then we'll go from there.
We'll go from there! So congratulations. You get the rest of the week off. Oh, and then Al called Friday. Al goes, "Hey, let's do a podcast this weekend." I'm like, "Yeah, we should." Which is very hard for me to do a weekend podcast because I Uber drive, you know.
Uh huh.
But I would like to do a pod, you know, like a Chubby Ray podcast with Al and DC, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I haven't done one in forever. But you can't get hold of DC. I don't know what that. I text DC. Like 7 times, no answer. No answer.
How dare he?
Right? How dare he? What the fuck is going on with him? How dare he not answer my text?
Unless that's not his number anymore.
And Gully is getting his gastric sleeve. You know,
like 2 weeks?
Yeah. I think that's what I want to get.
The gastric sleeve is what I was going to get, and he said, no, they're doing the bypass.
Yeah. Yeah, Gully's getting the sleeve.
No, remember he told
no,
me?
No, it's switched this weekend. He sent me a thing this weekend. He sent me a thing this weekend. Said he's switching to the sleeve because it's less intrusive.
Exactly. That's why they were going to give it to me.
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't know. Who knows? They want to give me this one.
I think he didn't know what he was talking about.
They want to give me this one surgery.
The
duodenal switch thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I start reading up on it, and people are talking about it, how dangerous it is. I'm like, holy, I don't want this dangerous
thing. No. My friend Julie had it, and she said it was the best thing that ever happened to her.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This thing sounds horrible.
Because they were doing it up in Peoria before they were doing it down here.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds, I don't know.
Because when I was getting declined down here, I almost went up to Peoria.
Why did they decline you here?
Because they think I'm crazy or something.
Right. I wonder why they would think that.
I don't know.
Crazy people.
Because I take too many medicines.
Yeah.
And they're worried about absorption.
Worried about absorption?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
They're worried about my medicines going to liquid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why.
Oh, well.
But all my doctors want me to have it. But when I go over there, they're like, they took me to the board
right.
of the doctors, and then the doctors are like, we'll have her try the diet side, because we've got two sides of weight loss.
Right.
Over there. Have her try the diet side first, which insurance doesn't cover.
Oh.
Well, I can't do that side, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm losing weight with my diet, but I would like to, you know what I mean? I'd like to speed it up with this stuff.
Right. So what I'm trying to do is lose the weight that I would lose through diet side and then go back to them and say, okay, I've lost this much amount of weight. Now let me do it.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing's screwy.
I know.
Just nuts. So I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to go to the appointment today.
Jeez. Good for you.
Ridiculous.
You'll be feeling better once it's over with.
That's just a pain. It's such a pain.
You're being whiny.
Well, I can't pay for it.
Huh?
Al wants to know if you're. Big flopping titties were hanging out when you were scrubbing the floor.
Tell him. Screw off.
Were you down on the floor with your titties? I hope you were wearing a bra when you were cleaning.
When I'm at home, I never wear a bra.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. If your boobs are bigger, you'd wear a bra.
When I'm at home, I never wear a bra. Bras are easy.
My wife seems to always wear a bra.
Well, there's people that live around her at home.
I don't know.
I live by myself.
Oh, well.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
Yes. Well, I need a bra. Anyway, hey, I'm going to take the rest of the week off, people. All right? But I promise, I don't know. I promise to play some classic episodes of Chubby Ray. Does that sound good? Or should I do Breaking Curfew? Maybe I should do Breaking Curfew.
Why is them and mess it up?
I'll do classic episodes of Breaking Curfew or something while I'm on vacation. All right? So there you go.
Come back in a better mood.
Of course.
Be rested.
Yeah.
Happy. cheerful.
I'm going to try. Yeah, I want to be cheerful. I do want to be cheerful. I just want to be happy.
Exactly.
My mood swings make me crazy. Or maybe it's mood swings because I'm crazy. I forgot how that works.
Maybe my crazy is catching on.
All right, everybody, have a good week, and we'll be back next week.
Monday.
All right? With more disaster. So long, everybody.